Hey, you guys. So there's going to be an issue with this podcast today. Michael's hanging his head in shame over there, even though it's my fault. I forgot to hit record on the audio recorder. We had a different setup today, so I forgot to hit record. We did pick up the audio in the camera, so you're going to hear a bunch of the room noise.
It's going to sound like this.
So first of all, I want to apologize for that because I know it's going to be super annoying. If you want to check out this podcast, do it. If not, I completely understand if you want to skip it. This one may have the least amount of views because the audio is super bad. So, you know, check it out. Let us know if we can do any better. So hop on
over. If you're real friends, though, you'd endure with us.
Yeah, hop on over to Patreon so we can actually get somebody to run that camera and this audio stuff so I don't have to do it anymore. And just before you say it or before you think it, I know we didn't do this on purpose to try to get Patreon subscribers. I actually did not hit record. So enjoy the podcast. Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. So today, I'm going to let Michael take over because this is his topic. So you're going to tell me what's going on today.
I thought we would go retro like we did back in the day, and we just talk about life and stuff, just kind of conversation, hang out. So we're going to talk about basically whatever comes to our mind. I got some notes of stuff that I would like to talk about, but if we don't hit it, whatever. But it's basically... we're going to discuss life, friends, and friends in life.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think we'll be.
So, do you have something you want to start with?
Yeah, I think we should start with just like our life started with childhood. So, childhood life, our life is... our lives throughout our childhood, and things about things that happened within that are cool and not cool and whatever.
Mine started when I was a baby. I was about one when it started.
Dang. You skipped several months.
I think that was from The Office. The Office he's talking about. I think he was talking about his first memory and he said he was 1 year old.
It was dark, warm, wet. A sudden burst of light, an intense pressure like I'd never felt before. Father, dressed in white, pulls me forward. Mother bites the cord.
Okay, stop. Forever stop that story. That's disgusting, and it doesn't count.
Well, my life started out rough. When I was born, I got staph infection from the hospital.
Really?
Which I was one of the, at the small town hospital that I was delivered in, I was...
You were delivered by like UPS or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's okay if I slam them because they actually lost their, well, I won't say the name of the hospital, but they lost their maternity wing.
Right.
Maternity ward because they actually had so many staph infections. I was one of the last ones to... They're like, this is done. So I guess
the staff got infected.
Yes.
Puns. Heyo.
I knew they'd grow on you. But it's funny because if you think about it, I came into this world shutting down a hospital, shutting down the hospital I came into the world in.
What a jerk.
That's how bad A I am.
The whole entire hospital.
Yeah.
As a baby.
Well, no, just the maternity, just the delivery. Oh. Yeah. But yeah.
You were the Michael that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, I had a high fever, ran a fever for days. They thought I was going to live. And if I did live, then I'd I'd have mental retardation. Ha! They were wrong.
We both looked at the camera at the same time. As soon as you said
they
that,
were
I was
so
like,
wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's how I started out my life.
Oh, you're saying they were wrong?
Well, look at me.
Oops.
Doing basic math and stuff, like a whiz.
Look at me doing good at life.
Yeah.
I didn't die or nothing. So yeah, you came in, you destroyed the whole entire staff of the hospital.
Yeah. It's like they slapped my butt and I slapped theirs right back. Metaphorically.
Took that hospital down. Were you the last baby that was born there then?
One of. They started, there was a big class action thing because there was a ridiculous amount of staph infection.
Do they know what caused all the staph infections? Was it just unsanitary conditions or what?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I guess it was gross.
Well, yeah.
I came to this world, I was like, all right, I'm gonna start off my life, take care of business.
Right, that's cool. That's okay. Cool. Well, yeah. I mean, not the staph infections, but that outlook on it is kind of an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was born in Herman Hospital in Houston, Texas.
Herman.
yeah, I don't know anything else because I was a baby at the time, so I don't really remember exactly what happened. I remember I was born at 10:19 p.m.
Nice.
And that's really all I know. That's what I've been told about my birth. I don't know if that's actually accurate or not.
I was born October 7th, 1987 at 2:47 p.m.
October 7th. That's Michael's birthday.
So birthday gifts. Birthday's coming up. Something to think about, guys. No, I just thought about that song. Na-na-na-na-na. From the day I was born, the staff gathered round.
Oh, my gosh.
They got me infected. So I brought it to the ground.
That's good right here.
I was thinking about whenever you were talking. Kind of,
so that's why you were paying attention.
Yeah.
I got you.
Na-na-na-na.
That's cool. I'm proud of you for being all creative.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I mean, I was a baby when I was born. And it was in a hospital. I didn't almost die. I didn't break down a hospital. So nothing cool about my birth except that I became a person.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
Right.
Our friendship would be very different if you were like, I don't know, like a turkey or...
Or if I wasn't here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be Robles. Which is actually kind of funny because I'm going to go into that at some point, that how poetic our life is in general.
Yeah, it was an interesting, discovery that we had at that. It was kind of weird. We didn't even think about it until... Oops. We didn't even think about it until, way after we had been friends for a while. We kind of brought it up and had a little discussion.
Yeah.
So go ahead and talk about what that was.
Okay, so one of my very, very close friends for many years, his name was Rob. Like this Rob.
But it wasn't me.
But it wasn't him. And he passed away. We enlisted in the military together. And I'm not going to go into a whole sad story, but he passed away. I was pretty devastated. And I moved from San Diego to Illinois shortly after that. And my buddy Rob here... Same thing. Go ahead and see your little spill on it.
Which part?
That you had a friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I didn't know we were at that part yet. So yeah, I had a friend named Michael. He's my best friend. We were in a band together and we went to school together. We started making videos a long time ago. I have a video that I shot with him and we were trying to make this dumb, he was like an old man. And I was supposed to be like a guy walking his dog. And it's just a silly video. So I'm actually going to show it right now.
Well, that's it for the judge show, monkey. Now let's see what our neighbors are up to. Now, who can I call the cops on today?
So that was something like real dumb that we created a while ago. That was Michael, my friend Michael, and me just being stupid and silly. But anyway, so he had cystic fibrosis and he was born with it and he was not supposed to live to be 30. And he died very shortly after that. But we were like, we hung out all the time. Anytime I wanted to do something, I would call him. And then, when I lost him, I mean, it was a big deal. But now I have this Michael.
Yeah, here's what's so poetic about it. We didn't replace our other friends. I think that's kind of the, you believe what you want to believe. You believe in destiny or God. But I believe it's pretty cool how it's very poetic how we both lost to Rob. And it wasn't a replacement, but it's just, it's beautiful how we came together. We formed this friendship. And you're a Rob, I'm a Michael. And we have this show. Well,
yeah.
My friend, Rob... The old Rob, he was a lot like you in personality, right? And we used to call our little group back in the day the Mike and Rob Show, which wasn't a group, it was just me and him and I.
Here's a funny little anecdote that...
And now we have a Mike and Rob Show, show with Mike and Rob.
That's yeah, whenever we first started the podcast and we were like doing some tests and stuff to like set up sound and things, he introduced the first episode, like, and you guys, I don't know if I have that anywhere. I might have it recorded, so we might put it up on the website. But you called it the Mike and Rob Show.
Yeah.
He said, hey, this is Mike and Rob Show before we started calling it Just Plain Nonsense. So that was kind of, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. And I like we didn't go with the name because it gave us something new.
Right. Because we created something.
I mean, just think of the irony of that. I mean, how astronomically aligned that is, like unlikely that would be aligned like that, that you in the same year lost your friend Michael, and in the same year I lost my friend Rob, and here we are, Mike right. and Rob didn't even plan it. It's crazy. And then
building an empire.
Yeah. Mike's and Rob's, man. So if your name's Michael or Rob, subscribe and join the Mike and Rob experience,
and let us know that you subscribed, because we want to hear that story about how you found your own Michael or Rob.
Yeah, let's know your own Mike and Rob story.
Go ahead.
That was the end on that. I guess we can backtrack now back to childhood stuff and before we go into adult friendships. But
so tell me something about your childhood.
My childhood was weird. I'm a weird guy. You know, my parents divorced and all that stuff. That's true. You know, and but I mean, overall, it was really good. It was a good experience growing up. I had parents that loved me. I had brothers and sisters that were weird too, so we did brother and sister stuff.
I know your sister, she's pretty silly.
Which one?
Ashley Nicole.
Yeah.
She's cool. I like her a lot.
I got a bunch of siblings, between siblings and step siblings and stuff.
She was actually one of the first people who bought one of our some of our merch.
Yeah.
So we have a store. Yeah, thanks Ashley.
Ding. Hey, do that thing where like you make the sparkle look
cool. Smile at the camera.
Ding.
No, you don't gotta make the sound of it. There you go. It feels weird doing it without the sound.
Yeah, it does.
Go check out our store. We have it at Teespring, but you can get to it through, there will be a link in the description and on our website. You can go to our store. We just put up a new shirt. It's this one right here. It's from our very first podcast. The waveform that's on it is the very first thing we ever said in our very first podcast. So if you want to know what that is, go back and listen to it. It's episode one. Yeah, so these hoodies and stuff and t-shirts and stuff are going to be available. They are available on our store, so go check those out.
Yeah. You know, and also in our childhood, this I think it would be a great conversation piece is to discuss, because it's relatable to everybody during that era that grew up when we did.
When was that? The 1840s?
Yeah, back in the day.
We're super old.
But the things we wore, the hairstyles, and the toys that we played with.
You know what? I was never into fashion. I had no, like, I didn't pay attention to hairstyles. I didn't pay attention to clothing, any of that stuff. I was, like, in my own little world. I didn't even, like, know that fashion was a thing.
Dude, I tried to be cool, but I just wasn't. Like, I had that bull haircut, you know?
Right.
I had so many bad haircuts.
Okay, please tell me you have a picture of that.
I probably do. I have all kinds of pictures when I was a kid.
Hey, check out this picture of Michael with a bull haircut. How cool is that? If you didn't see that picture, that means that Michael was too embarrassed and he didn't send it to me.
Yep, that's it.
I didn't even know like being cool was a thing when I was like in grade school and stuff. Like it wasn't even on my radar to like try to be cool. I was like, I just wanted to learn so badly. I didn't want to excel. Like I didn't know that like getting good. This sounds really strange. I didn't know that being good at school was a thing. Like I thought that's just somewhere you went to learn. I didn't know that you could like advance and get good grades and like be pushed to like the dean's list or the president's whatever that stuff's called. You know what I'm talking about? Like where you can get like you get all straight A's, you get on the principal's list or whatever that's called. I didn't know that was a thing. I never knew any of that stuff. I just like all I guess I was so in my own world. I didn't even understand how school worked.
Oh yeah, so when it's time to graduate, you talk to guidance counselor. What's your plans? Like I don't know.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't even realize what the guidance counselor's job was. I thought it was just to talk to you when you were, like, down and upset.
They'll guide you through counseling.
Yeah, I know that now, but when you're, like, a 7-year-old kid, you're like, you don't understand what any of that stuff's for. Yeah, well, so I had no idea what I was even doing.
Well, I didn't at 7 either.
Well, and I never even got all... It never clicked in my head. Like, okay, so here's a story. When I was in school, this will tell you how, like, out of it I was for school. When I was in school, the teacher would ask a question of the class. Everybody would raise their hands except me. And I'm like, how does everybody know the answer? I don't understand this. Turns out the answers are in the book.
You didn't know that?
I never opened the book. Never any time I was in school, unless I had to do an assignment, I never opened the book.
Did you have a staph infection as a baby in five?
It's very possible. But I never opened the book. I never wanted to. And I never wanted to like work outside of class. I never wanted to do
anything. Oh, me either. Like I just try to do well in the test and skim by. I care more about school now, like especially as an adult, because when you're going to college, you have a plan. And there's a lot of kids that, you know, early on did focus on school, and good for them because they don't have to break all these bad habits.
Right.
Did you ever play hacky sack in school?
No, I was always a fat kid, so I didn't do anything athletic, except I played football my freshman year, and I hated it.
Well, I mean, hacky sack's barely athletic. You can, as long as you can raise your ankle up, you can get it.
Yeah, but that's putting forth effort. I mean, who wants to do that?
Well, I mean, did you ever play different schools?
Play hacky sack, but not like regularly. I've played it a couple times.
I went through a phase when we used to play this.
Of course you did.
We played this game called Pegasus. I'm okay. Sure different schools have their name, but like the one who dropped it, then the person before you had to take the hack, you had to turn around and turn your back to him, and the person behind you had to peg you with it.
And we had games like that where you would just get hurt. Like, basically, it was just an excuse to hurt each other.
Dude, little boys are stupid. We're so dumb.
We are dumb, and I've got some stories about how dumb I was.
Did you ever play quarters?
Yeah.
So, well, like games for
we did it with fun. Nickels.
Oh, so we did but quarters. Yeah, yeah, where you put your fingers on the table, put the quarter, and you fling it through and try to hit their knuckles. Yeah,
there was something about spinning it first, though. We would spin it on the table.
Yes.
I guess each of you take turns flicking it, and whoever knocked it down.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really played. I didn't have a whole lot
of if you stopped the quarter, if the quarter stopped on you, then you had to put your knuckles on the table, and the person had to fling it.
Yeah. I did play pencils, and then like that flap game where you take your finger like this, and you like hit somebody's hand with it. They put their hand like this. I don't know if you can see that.
We didn't have a finger.
This was in Houston. This was in Houston, Texas.
Oh,
they put their hand like this, and then you would take your finger and like smack, like hit their hand. I got real good at it.
Oh, that's some South Coast stuff. And we didn't have any finger flapping games.
I was real smart about it. So everybody else would put their hand this way, which this is the hand that you hit with. They put that on top. I did it the other way so that no matter how many times they hit this hand, my hitting hand never hurt. So I could always hit them. And I got real good at hitting real hard.
Represent the South Coast.
What was it? 717 represent. Actually, I don't even know what that's a zip code. I don't know what the zip code of Houston, Texas is.
Yeah, there's all kinds of games like that. It's amazing.
We did a pencil break game.
We didn't do that. We played a game we called Texas from Illinois. But I'm sure.
Let's see if it was anything like Texas. Did you guys have six shooters and spurs and stuff?
Absolutely. No, what we
it
do
was
is
definitely like Texas.
Is you had like 20 kids on a ball court. Right?
Hold on. I'm breaking everything. Go ahead.
You had like 20 kids on a ball court, and it was every man from himself, right?
Right.
So the idea was to score the most points as an individual. But whoever had the ball, everybody else on the court was trying to punch you. So as soon as you got the ball, you were rushed to get the ball on the court. So whoever had the most points, the first one to get the 10 or whatever we established was the winning points, won the game.
So what did you have to do with the ball?
Whoever had the ball, everybody else was trying to punch them.
Right, I got that.
And they had a score.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So the more points you had, the first one to get to 10 points wins.
We used to do games where we would jump each other.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, jumping somebody means you beat the crap out of them. So we would stand in a circle, and then everybody would just like fight each other.
That's crazy. Like, this is the thing. Like, now as an older man, I'm like, that does not sound fun to me.
It was not fun. Because we played with like older kids.
I think we were starting to develop testosterone. You're wanting to be tough and cool. And
Yeah. And so one of the dumb things that we did, since we were talking about it earlier, one of the dumb things that we did was I think I mentioned this once before a long time ago, but we used to ride our bikes on the roof of our house. And it was one of
those things,
a slanted roof, and we'd ride our bikes on the roof of our house. We had a clubhouse in the back. It was basically our shed. And we would take knives back there and make up plans that other clubhouses tried to raid ours. We'd be like, you go this way and you go that way. We're going to flank them around. But we'd be running around with kitchen knives in my backyard.
That's, well, you know what? I
the
can't
big,
judge.
The big ones.
I mean, that's insane. But, I mean, you actually brought our story that was like that to a whole nother level. Because what we did is I had a friend whose name was actually LZ. It was spelled L-N-Z, like the letter L, the letter Z.
That was his first name?
Yeah.
So did anybody call him Liz?
He's probably got all kinds of stuff.
If you see it written down, it would look like.
But he was a tough kid, man, and it was. And anyway, just really funny guy. But we used to put like Carhartt coats on, those big thick winter coats, mm-hmm. and dirt bike helmets on, right? Or we had four wheelers, so four wheel helmets. We'd put them on, and we'd go out into the open field towards the end of my dad's lot, and we would lay out. This is when WWF was a big thing, right? Or WWE now, whatever it is. But we would we had a weapons match. So we laid out whatever we found in the garage. We found a bamboo stick, baseball bat, whatever. We laid them all over the field. And we'd start the game. We'd run and grab stuff. And we'd just beat the snot out of each other.
And it wouldn't hurt too bad.
It wouldn't hurt too bad. I mean, if we did get hurt, we didn't get mad about it.
Right.
But like I said, we were both pretty cool about it. But it's just, it's weird just to think now as a 30-something-year-old guy, if you're like, hey, do you want to go do this? I feel like you are out of your mind.
No, I want to lay on the couch and go to sleep and watch Netflix. Yeah, we used to play out in the yard, and we would, so I have no idea why my dad never killed me over this. We used to go in the backyard and turn on the water hose and spray it in the air, like, for hours, and, like, pretend like it was raining. And we would, like, pretend like we were making movies and stuff. And we would fight in slow motion and all this kind of stuff. But hours and hours and hours we would do this. So I'm like, I can't imagine what my dad's water bill was.
Yeah, it was a lot like, yeah.
So here's a funny story about when we were doing that. We were outside and we decided to wrestle over the water hose. So we're all on the ground, like trying to take it from each other, water spraying everywhere. Everybody's getting soaked. So we're rolling around on the ground, like wrestling and pulling on each other and stuff. And then all of a sudden, one of the kids jumps up. Yeah, I saw that look. We were kids. So one of the kids gets up and runs away. And we're like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, everybody started feeling tingly on their whole entire bodies. Not what you think it is. There were fire ants. We had rolled through a fire ant mound.
Oh, yeah.
Fire ants are not prevalent where we are now in Illinois. They are prevalent in the South, which basically they're ants, red ants that will bite you. And you get little bumps because they inject a little poison in you. So all of us were covered in them.
We have fire wasps here. Those are fun.
I've never... Is that the red wasps?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't... They're scary. They sound scary.
Yeah.
But so everybody was... There was like three of the other kids, like two kids and my brother, and they all ran in the bathroom and jumped in the shower together, which was real funny. I was being the smarter kid who never tried in school, stayed out on the front porch, and I grabbed this like 10-gallon bucket thing that we had for the dogs, and I just picked it up and dumped the whole thing on my head.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it probably wasn't 10 gallons.
You made them water ants. Wow. Your face went real serious real quick. That was impressive.
I like to do
maybe because you didn't actually think it was funny. But.
No, I mean, it was, I mean, I didn't get it. That's why I was like.
No, because they're in water now.
No, I get it. No, I got why you said it. It just wasn't funny.
So here's another thing too that this kind of, I thought was awesome back in the day, but I don't anymore. JNCOs.
Oh my gosh, those are so ugly. They're so gross looking.
It's amazing when you think of like.
They're so big. It's like wearing a tent.
But me having my bowl haircut and then having my JNCOs. And
you were that kid.
I was that kid, dude, playing hacky sack. And
do you have to have a picture of you with a bowl cut and wearing JNCOs.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to hound him until he sends it to me. Yeah. I will find it.
What's the first toy that you remember like truly valuing
playing with? Oh, man.
I got like three that just really come out at me.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me about them while I think. So
one was Stretch Armstrong. Remember Stretch Armstrong? Mm-hmm. Stretch it and he had it. But I had this thing.
I wonder what he was made. What was he made out of?
Well, let me help you out here with this one. I mean, I don't know what you'd call it, but
it's not putty. It's like something else.
Well, I have this thing when it's something soft and chewy.
Oh, no.
I like to chew on it.
Chewy?
Yeah. Like if something looks like squishy, I like to chew it. You know, it's the thing. But I was chewing on his arm because it was so stretchy and so chewy. I was like,
ah. And you bit through it?
And I bit through it and it kind of ran out.
It ran out?
So he was stretch armless.
Stretch strong. Armless strong?
Stretch less arm strong. Less, I don't know.
Just go ahead and give us all the combinations of those words and we'll see
if it can work. So there's that. And then I remember I had a turtle dome.
A technodrome.
A turtle dome.
Okay.
So what it was back when Ninja Turtles first came out, it was a big thing and I was a huge fan. It was a toy. It was the toy to get that year. And so it was all your turtle action figures would fit in. It was massive. It was this giant dome and it had Ninja Turtles in it. I mean, you buy the Ninja Turtles, they're sold separately.
Right.
But you play with them and there's this giant world that you unfold it and you stow them and then you unfold the world and you can just play that the whole scene of Ninja Turtles.
I bet that was super expensive.
I'm sure it was. But I loved it.
So that was two of them. What was your third one?
I haven't collected them pretty intensely, but this is well, I was a little bit older, but do you remember the finger skateboards?
Yeah.
Where you collect all the different designs and you did, I was I was better with the finger skateboard than I was an actual skateboarder.
Right.
Not that I was super great at the skateboard. All I could do was an ollie and some half cock freaking.
So you actually tried to do like real tricks with it?
Yeah, and I was pretty good at it. And ollie was no problem because you just pop it up and slide your finger down. And
right.
I was able to operate my fingers with more control than I could my feet. So I was. We would have little finger skateboard competition at school at lunch.
Right.
We'd all do all kinds of trips and grinds. Oh yeah, they sold those. It was awesome. Those were good times. But between that and the Jenkos and the Hacky Sack, I was one cool cat.
You're a straight 90s kid.
Yeah, straight up.
What year were you born?
87.
Okay, yeah, so you were a 90s kid.
Boy Meets World.
Topanga.
I'm like the only kid that didn't think she was hot growing up.
Well, before we get into that,
I'm trying
to think of my toy. Like, I had a bunch of toys, but I don't know if I had any that I really cherished, like that I was like, oh my gosh, I can't lose this. Like my bike. I mean, that was really it. Like it's real funny. I didn't play hacky sack. I said that I didn't play hacky sack because of a lot of effort and stuff. That was like kind of like a joke because I'm a fat guy now. But when I was younger, I was always super athletic. I was like, I rode my bike all the time. We were always outside playing baseball, kickball, something like that. Until one day I was like, you know what? I want to play some video games. But yeah, like the only thing that I can think when we moved up here, there's a long story about how we moved from Texas to here. You might be able to find that in a blog. I might write that on the website in a blog, about the whole story. Cause it's kind of a tearjerker and an emotional kind of thing. So I don't want to tell it on this silly podcast, but,
yeah.
The only thing that I brought from Houston to here was a podcast or, You can tell where my brain
is. Did you?
Yeah, just straight up took the digital file.
that's it. No clothes, just a podcast.
Let me try that again. The only thing that I brought from Houston to here to Illinois was a bike. It was a 10-speed bike, and that was like we strapped it to the roof of the car, and that was really the only thing that I brought. I left all my awards down there when I was in grade school. Even though I didn't try, I was like really smart. I went to like a smart kid school. And we had like everybody
but never else. Opened your book.
Yeah, no, I never tried in school and I still got A's and B's. Like I never ever tried. I just understand.
I didn't try that hard either. I didn't really put a lot of effort in either, but I got like C's and D's.
Right. So it's all about like just how easily it is for you to understand
that. Yeah. Whatever I can get done like after school and you know, whatever I can get done on the bus and whatever, that was it. When I got home, it was time to bust up the PS1 and just.
Right. Yeah, when I got home, I didn't do any work at all. Yeah. Like, I never did my homework or anything. Like, it was always done last minute. Even, like, my dad would always have to help me, like, get it done.
To me, it's like having a gym in your house. It works for some people, but for people like me, when I go home, that's where I chill. And,
yeah.
You know, I can't, my mindset's it's chill time.
Right.
The rest of the world for me is where I do other stuff.
So the school that I went to was a magnet school, and everybody else, all the other kids got out. What?
That's interesting. So you just learned about magnetics?
No. That was like I don't know why they called it a magnet school.
But everyone's magnetized?
Like, no, that's like a thing, like a legit thing. That in the education community, the magnet schools are like a thing.
It's not like a Professor X kind of thing?
No. No, we weren't like X-Men or anything. I don't have any special powers, except for being smart. Smart. All the other kids got out at like 3:15, 3:30. We stayed till 4:30. Because we had extra classes.
Dude, I got out at 2:45.
Okay, so all the other kids got out. Well, in Houston, they got out at 3:15. That when I was going to school. But we had, like, we would go to piano, art, violin, gymnastics.
What?
Yeah,
all that. Yeah, supposed to have one heck of a budget, man.
Well, it was an extracurricular. Like, those are extracurricular things. That was the whole point of the magnet school. Like, when I said I went to a smart people school, that was it. We had clubs, like, called. There was a club that I was in called Odyssey of the Mind. And we would basically solve puzzles all day. Like, they would give us riddles, and they would say, like, I can't think of any examples. It was so long ago. But it was basically, like, we would have to, like, basically just challenge your mind to answer whatever questions.
Was it a particular type of public school or private school?
It was a public school. Mm-hmm.
Advanced public school?
Yeah. And, I mean, it was a magnet school. That's just, like, if you want to know what those are, look them up. I mean, I can't define it for you because I didn't really understand
what it was. A magneto school? Yeah.
Yeah. We, like, I mean, I defeated Wolverine, so I'm sorry. Yeah, ain't no thing.
I believe you.
Nice try. No, thanks. No. But yeah, so, I mean, that was me going to school. Yeah, words. My brother went to that school, and he got in a bunch of fights.
I got in a bunch of fights in school.
He's very aggressive. my brother Randy that I talked about on the podcast a little while ago.
I used to be aggressive, but now I'm just chill. I was in a boxing league for a while. I don't think I was violent and abusive or anything like that, but I like the rush of like,
I don't like to get hit.
Having a match. Well, even when I did, when I studied, after I got boxing and studied Wing Chun and Jeet Kune Do, that guy that was training me said, you know, I'll give you this. You may not hit the hardest. You may not have improved as much in your hand speed from the beginning. He's like, but you're willing to take one heck of a beating to give one. I'll give you that.
It's like he's nagging you.
It's almost like you're just too dumb to feel pain. Like he's
giving you all these nags.
But you can really take a whooping. It's like, thanks, man. Thanks.
I know. So I'm good at getting beat up. Thanks for that.
Yeah. I mean, I like the rush. It's not that, just like most people that do any type of martial arts fighting, which I haven't done in a while, but it's that rush of going into a match and your adrenaline's going and
right.
It's any small variable can happen. It's just, it's so exciting.
I had that feeling when I played football.
It's like chess with owies.
So I didn't do anything. I'm not a fan of strategy. I don't like strategic things. That's not me. That's why I got you.
Yeah. Risk?
No, I can't stand it. I can't stand Risk. I don't like chess. I don't like Stratego. I don't like any of those games.
My cousin and I, that's what we did growing up, was we'd play Risk on PlayStation 1. Like the electronic one. It just...
My dad would play Risk for days. Like, they would have games that
lasted. We should set a matchup.
For you and my dad?
Yeah, I'll bring my cousin because he's
speaking of that, keep watching the podcast for a special episode that we have coming up where we are going to be on with our dads.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to work out the schedule. Everybody's super busy, but that's going to be an awesome podcast where you can watch us talk about our lives with our dads, and then we may even diss them a little bit, so that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, the only thing is my dad knows everything about me, so he could put me out there.
I still have stuff that I tell my dad, and he's like, I did not know that, and I'm like, well, now you do.
Oh, yeah, my dad's got all my most embarrassing stories that I would never tell.
Right.
So you want to...
I like your dad. Like, what I know of him, I don't know him super well, but what I know of him, he seems like a good dude.
He looks like me.
He does kind of look like you. Like yeah. Like an older, more dapper version of you.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
So where are we going from here?
He's my dad. He's my papa.
Papa.
I am his son. Boy. So anyway...
So I give Michael these looks whenever he just like starts doing these random, dumb, silly things. And I'll just stare at him for a second to be like, all right, you know you're being dumb, right? And then he'll change the topic.
Yeah, if you kept a normal face, I'd keep going.
Right.
So other stuff from our childhood before we move on to the next stage.
Yeah.
Adulthood.
I got a lot of stuff from my childhood. I did a lot of stuff because my childhood lasted 17 years. I don't know how long
you're last. Do you remember when leather hats were cool?
No, they were never cool.
No, they were for like 6 months.
I'm telling you, dude, I did not know anything about fashion. I don't know anything about what was cool. I didn't pay attention to that kind of stuff. I was in my own world, man.
Well, I went through a lot of different phases.
I didn't even listen to music until I got into high school.
Oh, dude, I've been about music forever. I'm a huge music lover.
And now I'm a drummer and a guitarist, so take that for what you will.
Well,
hang on. Gone in.
I love distance running a lot, but that was more high school instead of junior high.
Right.
Really into that. So I went through a health kick phase. I went through a drinking phase. I went through a drug phase. I went through a hacky sack phase. I went through every... I was never the same kid from year to year. Even my friends changed drastically. Like I had, in grade school, my very first friend, his name was Michael. So. So that's why I'm still friends with Michael's before I switched to Rob's.
Right. Yeah, because you got tired. You're like, I need a change of pace.
Yeah. But I had friends that were into video games, friends that were into gaming cards, friends that... I was with this group that was into like, almost like, not gang activity, but like they were into some bad stuff. And, you know, this was like fourth grade.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
I was expecting like high school age.
No, and I'm not talking like gang act. I'm talking like just real like getting in fights and stealing stuff and things like that, right?
Thugger.
Yeah, and I felt kind of out of place, but I was trying to be cool because I was trying to find myself, you know? And I realized that, you know, it was a big deal to not be scared to get in a fight. And I started to realize I was the only one getting in fights because like they would say, oh yeah, he wants to fight you, blah, blah, blah. But the people that said it never fought. And
yeah.
But I remember in fifth grade once I got jumped by four kids
Did you take them all out?
No, I lost horrifically. And yeah, it was, but my dad was proud of me because it was one of those things where I was defending someone who was special needs.
Right.
And so I went and let back down. Like, oh, Mike was to play. I was like, well, I didn't say I want to fight you, you know, but it ended up being a fight and I lost really, really real badly. And then, dang, I was a little punk, dude. I had no class. I fought all the time.
You were like, what was it? You were like summer school, no yeah. class. No, not summer school. Summer detention. Vacation,
yeah.
no class.
Yeah, I've experienced detention.
I messed up.
Quite a few times.
Yeah, I was never a bad kid, man.
Yeah, I was kind of a turd.
I was too afraid to get in trouble.
However, I was a good kid in a lot of other aspects. Like, I always respected my mother and father. I was right. always, you know, things like that. I was just, I don't know, a short fuse with other kids that were, I didn't like bullying. Which is funny because I actually got bullied that same grade school by a guy who's, I won't say his name.
Say his Instagram handle.
Well, anyway, but he was rough on the edges and I think he fell, like, they held him back like 3 times.
He's bigger than everybody.
Also, he was huge and he used to bully me.
So he was in college by the time.
So this is good. This is a less heroic David and Goliath story. So basically, he towered over me and I was still short and kind of a little pudgy. I didn't hit my growth spurt yet. I wasn't fat, but, you know, just kind of a little pudgy.
I can't imagine you pudgy.
Yeah, I wasn't too chunky. Just had a little bit of meat in my cheeks, a little bit. But anyway, so I was kind of short and it was the last day of fifth grade for him. And I knew that he was going on to junior high or middle school. And
about time.
Yeah, I know, right? And Destiny lined up again, and I saw him peeing in the bathroom, right?
Peeing?
Yeah, peeing.
Okay.
So he had his back turned, and I had a moment of courage. Here I was, David, you know, in the less heroic way. And I saw this giant tower of a boy, man, child
right.
peeing. And right when he was peeing, I ran up behind him, right at the urinal there, just boom, punched him right in the back of the head, and his head bounced off the concrete cinder block walls that we have in there. And then I just took off running. So take that, Goliath.
Well, because he had to put his stuff away before he could chase you.
Well, it was funny because then the next year I went to junior high.
And there he was.
And there he was. And
did he know it was you?
Yeah, he did. And it's weird that we actually kind of not really became friends, but I learned that he had a rough childhood. And from that, he stopped bullying me. I think it was just one of those things where they want control. Yeah. And since there was...
And they pick on people smaller than them.
Maybe scared of his parents in life. And so if he wanted to become his parents, not subconsciously, you right. know, and have control in some aspect. And I don't know, like, you know, that whole family was rough, you know. And so I felt, now that I'm older, I see things differently. But it's like, man, yeah, it's crazy. Like, but if you stand up to your bullies, even if they're peeing, yep. they leave you alone.
So, so kids, if you're out there listening, the way to solve a bully problem is to punch them in the back of the head while they're peeing. Mm-hmm. If we learn anything from this story.
Well, think how vulnerable he felt.
Yeah. Because yeah. he can't turn around and chase you until he's either he's got to pinch it off, which he probably did once you punch him in the back of the
head. Well, he probably peed all over himself. And then, I mean, so there was humility there. And then, you know, and I still had time for him to get up and put his pee-pee away. You know, so that I definitely got out the door and was able to get close to a teacher.
Right, yeah. And, but I mean, that, so what you were saying makes a lot of sense. Because I read a little article about this the other day on Reddit. And they were talking about, like, why... Somebody's complaining about how people walk around in like Walmart or malls or whatever with their speakerphone on while they're talking to somebody. And they'll be listening to music or, you know, like having a conversation. And they were, yeah, it's super irritating.
Well, the speakerphone thing doesn't bother me because I do that. So maybe it is douchey. Cause I don't think
it's as long as you turn it down. Yeah. Like, it's fine. Yeah. They have it at full volume.
But the music thing drives me nuts. There's nothing like someone come next to you and they're just blaring music. It's just like when they're in a car and they can pull up next to you. It's like,
right.
why are you assuming that I want to hear your crappy music?
It's not even that. They're either, well.
It's lots of considerations. Like, we're just going to strip your sound.
I have an explanation that I've found that I read on Reddit that I feel like kind of explains it pretty well.
Mm, go for it.
But I was at a restaurant the other day and a guy was watching anime at a different table and I could hear it. You could hear it all the way across on the other side of the restaurant. And instead of being like a normal person and being like, hey man, can you turn that down? I just sat there and was like hoping he was going to leave. You know, like a normal person would do. Which is not the right way.
You should have waited till he went to the bathroom, followed him in there and sucker punched him right in the back of the head.
And then he would have stopped bullying me. It's fine.
And then as you run out, just yell, stop playing anime so loud.
Teacher! No, so what I read was it said that the explanation that they had was the people that do this is they don't have any control in their own lives. Like they don't have control of anything. So the only thing they can control is your misery. So that like they feel like they can control you, but like they're like, I have authority over you because I can play this and you're not gonna play.
I can see that. I think some people are just inconsiderate. Like they're just not aware.
It's definitely there are people who are completely oblivious.
But yeah, that drives me crazy. Like when here's one that drives me nuts. When you pull up to a drive through and the person behind you is not the speaker yet and they're still blaring their music, especially if they got subs.
You know, I actually haven't, I don't think I've ever had that problem.
Oh, it's happened to me quite often. And I'll usually like put my torso out of the window and look at me like, turn it down. And most of the time they will.
Right.
But sometimes they're just kind of like, whatever. It's like, dude, how are you so? Yeah. And I think that's when you get the control issue when they're just like, whatever. And it's like, you know what? You know, that's fine. One of these days, I'm just going to go pull up around after I get my food and get behind him and just blare some music that
just
I actually enjoy. That he probably won't enjoy. And then just...
Not Joe or something?
Yeah. And then after he leaves, fall behind him again at the drive window and tip the lady for him to deal with him.
Right.
Because the lack of consideration drives me nuts. But where do you draw the line of teaching the lesson and it's not your place and you become arrogant?
Just kick that guy into reverse. Step on gas.
Just fall into the just nearest bathroom. Fall along enough, he'll have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be so crazy. You're stalking somebody. Just wait to punch him in the back.
It's funny because I don't even believe in sucker punching. I was just, a kid back then.
When they're that much bigger than you, though, you don't really have a choice.
No, you have a choice. Like, you can lose a fight, like with integrity. I mean, it's a funny story, but it's like...
Right.
Yeah, you know.
I was bullied all through school. Like, my whole entire childhood. It was nonstop bullying. Like... Being the fat kid, it's like you're constantly, somebody's constantly got something to make fun of you for. So I was always, always, always made fun of. There was times, I'll tell you a couple examples. Like, I would fall asleep on the bus because for some reason I did not want to go to bed at night, and I would stay up all night long. And then when it came time to go to school in the morning, I'd be super exhausted. So I would sit in the back. I sat in the back of the bus, which is where the cool kids sit, but apparently I was not cool. So I sat there and I would lean my head up against the window and I'd go to sleep. Until we got to school. So some of the kids that sat in front of me were making fun of me, and they decided that they were going to pour bottles of cologne on me while I was asleep. So they opened these little things of cologne, unscrewed them, and then poured them on me while I was asleep.
Kids suck, dude.
And that, so that's just one instance. Here's another one.
I do not feel bad for people. I always just felt bad for them.
I don't know. So here's another one. I was on the bus, right? And I was coming home.
Bus and, stories now.
Yeah, well, because I rode the bus a lot.
Well, I'm glad because I drive some bus stories.
So the bus pulls up to my stop, and I get up, and I start walking up to the front, and I see that every single person on the bus has a piece of paper. Every single one of them. And all of a sudden, they all crumple them up, and when I get to the middle, halfway down the aisle, every single person on the bus throws a piece of paper at me.
Dang.
Every single one of them. And then as I walked off the bus, I went home.
Those little doo-doo heads?
Yep, it was constantly. There were people who would put signs on my back that were let me start that story over. I was in computer class one time, and these girls were walking past behind me, and one of them shoved the other one into me because they would make it a game because they didn't want to touch me. And when they did, one of them had a sign on their back, on their hand, and stuck it to my back. And it was there the whole class. I didn't realize it was there. But that's the kind of bullying that I had. Like, people were afraid to touch me, and I would get some port on me and throw them.
See, I laugh at some of the bullying now. I think that's just because whatever. But I don't have that victim mentality. Like, now that I'm older, I'm like, it sucked then, but here's what I learned from it.
Right. Yeah. I kind of forgot about it once left the
I area. Have to laugh at my bully because my bullies were weird, man. Like, even my bullies were just there's this one girl.
You got bullied by a girl.
Just listen, bro. Because so bus 65, give a shout out. So. But
it was 982. What's up?
Dang, that's a long bus number.
I'm telling you, man, I was in Houston, Texas. There was a lot of kids.
So there's this girl, and I guess because I didn't grow into my nose yet. And so she used to call me Ragu Boy.
What?
Like the spaghetti sauce?
Right, but why? Because Italian?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. And she used to say, hey, Ragu Boy, will you pass this note?
Did she like you? Is that why?
I don't know. You know, because she probably did. You know, she probably...
That's the wrong way to show it. What's her name? Yeah. Was her name Valerie? That's the wrong way to show it, Valerie.
No, that's just how Karens start out.
And then they get that bowl cut.
Yeah.
Or that, what is it, a bob?
No, but I remember one time I went to my mom and I even cried about it. I was like,
I got the bowl cut, sorry.
I got bullied. She's like, who is he? You tell mom.
Oh, no.
You know? I'm like, mom, what? And I can't remember her name. I was like, she can't. She's like, oh, her? And I was like, yeah. Instead of like him, she's like, kind of confused. I was like, because I was raised never to hit a girl, right? So it was just like mental, psychological torture, you know. Right. So I went through both versions, you know. But Never. So she's like, what'd she do to you? What'd she say to you? She's like, she kept calling me Ragu Boy. And she's like, what? Ragu Boy with the spaghetti sauce. And my mom's like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know.
That's one of those things where your parents like try not to laugh in front of you.
Yeah.
Because they know it's
going to
hurt your feelings.
It's like Ragu Boy, huh? Yeah, so that was, there was that.
And well, then, when they say never hit a girl, but like never has a limit.
Yeah.
Like if you push that limit, you're going to get hit.
Yeah, well, it's, to me, I've never hit that limit. I mean, like, you know, and I've had a chick try to murder with a knife, which we know who that is. but I just disarmed her and held her there in place. And even she's like, let me go. You're, you know, like,
called
like,
her Ragu Boy.
Yeah. Don't mess with Ragu Boy.
Oh, you called yourself Ragu Boy.
No.
But, I'm going to make a character of you and he's going to be called Ragu Boy. And he's going to have like
a, with a do-rag and spaghetti sauce?
No, he's going to have a spaghetti cape.
Nice.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, so, another word.
It's going to be a shirt.
Yeah, so those Ragu Boy. But I always liked riding the bus, especially when I got older, because then I was, you know, I didn't have any boys anymore after grade school.
You didn't have, oh, bullies. I thought you said yeah. You didn't have any boys.
Yeah. No, I didn't have any kids yet in grade school. So
that's good.
Yeah. So,
that's a good start.
You know, another weird experience in my childhood that some people may be familiar with that I experienced for a very short period of time was having a foster kid in my house.
Really?
Yeah. So the only time I ever went to a camp, I went one time to a church camp, which, by the way, it was awesome. A good experience.
Dude, we had so many things in common because I went to church camps constantly.
Really? All at once? But yeah, and it was...
I got most Christ-like camper.
Really? I got the kid at the end of the camp performance got to come out screaming through the double doors. My role involved me screaming.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was friendly with screaming. But anyway, there's a kid there that I felt bad for because he being like one of my bunk buddies. And the kid, some church program brought him there or whatever, but he was fostered and didn't have any friends. And I got along with him. And you ever heard of the band AFI?
Yeah.
So you know how like for a period of time, he had the lead singer had that long hair.
The emo.
Davey or whatever his name is, had that long hair that was like this, that kind of face, that long, like he put them together and it just kind of hung his face.
Sure.
Oh, well, it was a haircut the lead singer had for a while.
Yeah.
This kid had the haircut. And he was like...
Did he have the black hair with the white
skin? Oh, yeah. He was like all super goth and stuff, you know. But everything that kid said was negative. Like, I'd be like, man, have you heard of this band? Have you heard of Fuel? It's a cool band. And he'd just fling his hair and be like, they're not... They just copy up other people. They're not that good. They're not that good, you know. And you know, it's like... You ever... like, you ever do this or that? And I think it's that I think it's bad, you know. Or like, you know, kids are trying to talk about mystery stuff. You're like, no, you ever smoke a cigarette? I'm like, no, you have. You know, it's like, yeah, you get high off of it. You know, and but anyway, yeah. So anyway, it was those things where I thought it was kind of cool, but I kind of felt bad for him. And my mom fostered him for a short period of time, and he came up to my house, and so we had he ended up being my bunk buddy at my house because I had bunk beds, you know.
Right.
My mom moved my sister in the other room. But we hang out, and I started to get close to him. But you know, that's how fostering is, though. You know, they come and go. But
yeah,
there's just issues being worked out with the kid's father,
right?
Because he was, and
they just need a place.
Yeah, and so he ended up going back to his father. But it was weird because he started to open up. And my mom one day, she's like, "We're cutting your hair. We're getting that thing for your head." So she's like, "No!" Like flung his hair. That's my identity. You know, but like over time. Just like when I got my head shaved in the military, right? Over time, in that short span of time, you start over, you know? And I think there's a lot of things in his life that he was finding security in that wasn't relationships.
Like the hair.
Yeah, like the hair. And so that was a hard thing for him to let go, but he grew a lot from it. And he started opening up. He started like, I mean, he's still a little weird, you know? But I mean, so am I.
You attract weird.
Yeah. Weird attracts weird. So, but, you know, that little moment could have impacted his life big time. I'm sure it did, you know. And so, you know, I'm for fostering as long as the conditions are right. Don't bring somebody who's so damaged in your house with the other kids that might cause problems, you know.
With maybe, your kids, right?
Right. But, you know, use wisdom about it. But I experiencing that foster thing for a little bit was pretty cool. And then, you know, he was my bunk buddy at church and Destiny lined up and he was my bunk buddy home for a while and impact him just from, you know, being friends with somebody. It's kind of cool that if you look at our friends from our childhood all the way to now, the impact that they've had on our lives to make us who we are and how we impact them. I've wondered about some of the people I was friends with when I was a kid, how they turned out.
Yeah. I'm the same way because, like, I lived in a neighborhood that was there were like several gangs in the neighborhood where I lived in Houston. And they're like a bunch of the kids were like, some of their brothers were in gangs and stuff. So I wonder if like they ended up in those gangs or if like if some of them are still alive. Because I mean, when we left, there was, we were friends with a bunch of them and their older brothers were all in different gangs or affiliated or pledging or whatever you do to get in a gang.
Yeah. And I noticed that like when I, even the phase was like where I was wearing, I had, you know, I'd have Jordans and was sagging my pants and stuff, you know.
Right.
And then at the end of that same year, I was, you know, rocking JNCOs and I was listening to the rock band Korn. They just came out with that Freak a Leash song. And I was, but I went through, but what I see from it is that I wasn't a poser. It was more of those things. I was experiencing different cultures and walks of life and different people.
Yeah, you were trying different things, trying to find out who you were.
And, you know, it wasn't until really in your 20s really find out who you are. Because in high school, you're still, you know, you're still growing. There's still so much development there, you know, biologically and, you know, you know, emotionally. But I look at the people, the girls I dated growing up and the woman I'm married to now. Whoa, you know. But I remember, like, I went to my high school reunion, you know, a while back. And it's crazy when you think of the people and where they wound up, you know. And a couple of my ex-girlfriends throughout the years, there's one girl I really liked a lot. I won't say her name for the thing, but I remember praying to God even at that point. You know, I was like, just, I'll do anything just to bring her back. My heart was broken because, you know, when they break up with you, your heart's broken. When you break up with them, it's whatever. But she was the first one to break up with me.
Right.
And I was like devastated. I remember like, God, if I could just have her, I wouldn't want anything else. It's the only thing I'd ever have, you know, blah, blah. Now that years go by and I'm like, thank you God for not answering that prayer.
Yeah, that's like that song.
I see her and I'm like, dang, dude, she's got like, her life is jacked up. Like, and it's crazy because like the wife I have now is the perfect woman for me. Right. Like just absolutely. But
yeah, she puts up with your bull crap.
Yeah, but I had to go through my growth and she had to go through her growth to get to where we're at. And same thing with our friendship now. Look at us, where we came from, you know.
Right.
With us losing our Mikes and Robs, you know, we learned that when you have a rare friend like that you treasure, when you grow into through experiences, you develop the friendships we have now. So now we're at life. And you know, I say this to all little kids, don't be discouraged when, you know, you have problems in school, you're getting bullied or you're something happens with your friends or your girlfriend. It's all preparing you to find the upgrade. No, not the upgrade, but yeah. No, I meant like where you need to be in life.
Yeah, because it kind of shapes you.
I'm not saying ex-girlfriends are upgrade, you know, because they're people too, you know, but you know what I mean? Like the fit for you. It's the Mike and Rob thing still blows my mind. Like that's poetic.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Whenever I brought that up to you, you were like, "Holy crap, I didn't even think about that." So it was pretty.
And we clicked right off the bat the day we met and started to form a podcast.
Yeah, that literally like what was it like a day? No, it was like 3 or 4 days later we.
Yeah, that's
started
why
that podcast.
If you listen to the very first podcast when we're asking each other all these questions, you could tell the reaction's authentic because him and I are literally getting to know each other on the first podcast. That's poetic in itself too.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool that our whole entire friendship is documented now.
Whoa, that is cool. So, yeah, we put it like that. Yeah, so our friendship started with us talking on the podcast and here we are. So it grew with the podcast. That's
so
pretty cool.
And it's really funny too, if you go back and listen, this is like 30, 31, something like that, whatever podcast it is. If you go back and listen to number one, it's like you can tell we've changed a lot since first podcast. The first podcast. So I'm gonna give you like a little insight. When our first podcast first started, we were like, if you listen to it, I think I left some of that in there. We actually say that we're like, we have literally no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
We had no idea what to talk about, no idea how to transition into things. And we're still kind of learning because we're only about 30 podcasts in. So you think we'd be a lot better at it than we are.
Well, you know, I think that's what the people like is that this is not just us trying to entertain you, which is, you know, something we would like to do, but it's also, we're building this relationship with you guys because we're figuring this out together. We're not experienced podcasters like Joe Rogan or somebody who's been good at what they do for a while.
Yeah, who has thousands of podcasts under their belt.
You know, a lot of people I was surprised by how many subscribers that we hit at that one, that high point. You know, it's people, we're getting to know each other. It's just not just plain nonsense because we're literally building this as we go and just whatever nonsense comes to our mind, we talk about it. And we may have 10 minutes on a podcast where it's boring as heck. And then
we apologize about that.
Yeah. And because we're just figuring out life, figuring out our friendship, figuring out this business. And, you know, I think that's what made us do as well as that we're starting to do as a smaller podcast coming out the gate because people see that it's authentic. It's real.
Yeah.
Like they're building friendship. We're building a friendship with you guys, you know, because it's interesting because none of us know what we're doing, and just like a new friendship or new relationship.
That's how it is in life too. Yeah. Like you feel like when you're younger and you're a kid, you look at your parents, you're like, they've got it all together. Well, most of you, some of you realize that your parents don't have it together. Yeah. But so as you're a kid, when I would look at my parents, I'm like, man, they have it all together. They know everything. They know how things go. Like they don't have any issues. And then, you get older and you're like, okay, life is rough. Like you start to figure out. You're like, okay,
so you'll need
nobody good, has any idea yeah, what they're doing.
Which is why you need good friends.
We're all just along on the ride. Yeah, yeah. So
and a good companion.
If you're a younger viewer or listener to this, and you like you're feeling like you're not going to get anywhere in life, like just give it some time because things do change, and you're going to realize as you get older, nobody has it figured out.
Yeah,
so we're all just like on this ride together. We don't have any idea what we're doing.
If you're that ragu boy in life right now, don't worry, it changes. You know, that little girl grows up and, has her own life. You have your own life. You won't even think about her except for those moments of ragu boy. Yeah, which make you laugh because it's not like high school was so serious to me. It was, you know what I mean? Like things that happened were serious. They were more intense. But if I went back, and a lot of people have thought this is a very common thought. If we went back to high school with the mentality we have now, we would rock it. Like we would do well in school. We know how important grades are.
Yep.
We would have good relationships with our teachers. We wouldn't be throwing spitballs.
I know that there's a dean's list now, or president's list, or whatever that's called. So I would actually try in school.
Yeah, I would actually, instead of, fighting my bully in the bathroom or defending like I did that kid getting whooped, I would actually learn how to defend the kid being bullied, but also realize that the kid bullying is probably going through something because they're in such early developmental stage of their life.
That's so, another thing too. If you're younger and you're listening to this, I'm almost 40, so just listen to me. I know a couple things. Gosh dang it! Apparently, I don't know how to use a microphone. I don't say that out of conceitedness. I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm like, I don't care what anybody thinks of me anymore. So if you're younger and you're listening to this, hopefully you like what you're listening to and more fun. But that kid that's bullying you is more than likely, from what we've learned and that we've been on the planet for a while. He's got something going on at home, so he may not like it, but try to be friends with him. Like if he may bully you, but like use compassion and love to try to win him over. You ever heard the term kill him with kindness? Don't literally kill them, but do what you can to like make them see that they have value. Because a lot of times those kids are torn down by their parents or whatever other authority figures in their life, they're torn down and they're beat down and they need somebody that, that can be a good friend to them. So if you are getting bullied by them, like just look at their situation and try to get to know that person instead of being angry with them.
Yeah. It's
going to be hard.
By chance, a small child watching this video podcast, which is...
No, I mean, you might be. Like there may be some, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids out there listening to this.
Yeah. Or if you're an older sibling,
Yeah, if you're an older sibling, like, look out. So tell that to your younger brother or sister.
Because kids are kids, man. It's
a lot of times. Everybody's trying to figure out their place in the world. And that's the whole thing, is they feel like they have to be the authority. They have to be the bigger person. But the bigger person is actually the one who shows love and compassion.
Yeah, you might be the only one that does it. And kids are still very, very moldable, whereas the parents that are behind them might be the ones causing the problem or just something at home. And I need the parents, who knows? But, anyway, that brings me to the next.
This turned into an interesting,
So let's bring in the next thing.
Podcast.
Yeah, to kind of...
Hang on before you transition into that. I'm going to do a little plug here for Patreon real quick before you get into that. Is that cool?
You're going to do it at the end or now?
I was going to do it because we have to keep doing these stops and these jump cuts and stuff. I kind of want to pepper it throughout.
All right. Well, do you want to pause while I go bathroom?
Well, I mean, I was... you're going to go to the bathroom? You want me to keep going? Because I was just going to do a little pitch for Patreon and then just go. Like, it's literally going to be like 15 seconds.
Okay, because I kind of have to pee again.
Oh, no. Remember whenever we said that when you go to the bathroom, I'll just keep talking to them?
Yeah.
So do it.
I'm going to the bathroom.
And I'm
going to
keep talking to you. So now I got to come up with something. Okay, so I guess I'll just talk about Patreon while he's gone for a little bit. He wanted to make this edited where I was going to have, he was going to be like, well, let's pause it for a minute and pretend like I didn't go to the bathroom. But he's out. Okay, so with all these jump cuts and stuff that keep coming up in this podcast, The reason we're having to do that is because we're running on equipment that was not built to do podcasts. I have this little monitor here that I can actually see what we're seeing. And I have to keep restarting this camera because it's It's it'll only run for 12 minutes, but if I let it run all the way to the end, it gets corrupted files. So, you ever try to do a podcast by yourself when nobody else is in the room? It's a little different. Anyway, so we have this equipment that's not really built for podcasting, and we need, you know, we've got to have some funding and stuff like that, some money, which will definitely help us get new equipment. So if you can, if you want to, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/justplainnonsense, and check out the tiers that we have there. See if you want to become a patron of our page and help us by subscribing and throwing some money at us. We'll be able to get better equipment. We'll be able to hire someone to run the camera because there's literally nobody behind it right now. That's why I have this monitor. If there was somebody back there, I wouldn't have to have a monitor. We can have people edit the podcast. We can have people do graphics. And since we're moving on to do other videos and stuff, we can have people do we can hire writers, and we can hire VFX artists, and we can hire all that kind of stuff. And we can actually pay them some money because, you know, people like to be able to eat and pay for their Netflix and stuff. So that's what Patreon can do. And it will also, if we can get enough subscribers, Michael and I can quit our day jobs and go down to focusing on Just Plain Nonsense. And we can make a bunch more content and fun stuff for you. So we can do all that kind of stuff. Michael is still gone, so I'm going to have to keep talking. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, any of those podcast platforms. Obviously, we're on YouTube, because if you're watching this, that's probably where you're watching it. Go to our store. We've got some cool merch on there. I'm going to pop up this waveform hoodie again, which is, I think that's kind of a cool idea, the waveform. I was watching Big Bang Theory. That's where I got the idea. Don't tell the people that run Big Bang Theory, but Sheldon always wears these like t-shirts with waveforms on them, and I thought it was super cool, so I decided to make my own, make one for the Just Plain Nonsense, and that was what I made there. And as I said earlier, that's the first lines that we ever said in a podcast as the waveform on the front. So that's available on the website. You can go buy that. Let me see. I'm gonna try to think of So Michael was talking about some stuff from childhood. And a couple of the things that he said made me remember some stuff. So we were talking about riding buses and stuff all the time. So when I was a kid, we used to climb on... Actually, I think I may have talked about this in an earlier podcast. My dad had a school bus, a blue school bus that he would drive to pick people up for church. My dad is an ordained minister, if you didn't know that, which you probably didn't because, you know, probably don't know anything about me. So had a blue bus, one of the short buses, you know, a cool bus. And it was parked in our driveway. So me and my friend Bo climbed up on top of it, and we were throwing rocks at my brother, who was down on the ground. We would do that from time to time. And Bo ended up walking off the side of the bus, and he fell down to his neck on the mirror. And this kid was tough. He got up and just climbed back up on top of the bus like nothing happened. When he got up there, though, he had a shirt full of rocks. So that was good. So he refilled our ammo after he fell off the bus. So pretty proud of him for that. This kid would also, we were jumping back and forth between our beds, which we get in trouble for regularly. And he was jumping back and forth, and he fell, and he hit his head on the frame of the bed. And he started to cry. And my brother and I jumped out, and we said, "Hey, big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry. You're a big boy, right?" So he toughed it out and didn't cry. So we didn't get in trouble, so that was good. And there was another time when we played a prank on him. So my brother and I used to like to build these obstacle courses in our side yard. So we would run, and I mean, you can tell right now, I don't do obstacle courses now, but when I was younger, I was like real athletic and stuff. As you do as a kid, you have tons of energy. So we would build these obstacle courses, and we would run around in them, and Bo kept failing at all of them. So what we did was I told him I have this like drink that he could have that would make him bigger and stronger real fast. So what I did was I went inside and I poured a glass of milk and I put a bunch of sugar in it. And then I took it back out to him and he drank it. And he starts like breathing real heavy. And he's like, "I can feel myself getting stronger." So that was a pretty funny little prank that I played on him. And it makes me wonder, like what we were talking about earlier, where are your friends now, the ones that you had when you were kids? I wonder if he ever realized that that wasn't a thing, or if he even remembers it. I don't even know. I don't know what happened to that kid. I had a couple other stories too. We used to set up ramps on our street and ride and try to jump just over the ramp, which was fun. I tried to jump over the fence of my house, which was about 3 to 4 feet tall. However tall a chain link fence is, I don't know. I didn't quite make it. So that was a good day. I did jump off that ramp one time in front of a car. They were not happy about that. Let's see. I did say on that last podcast that I would entertain you guys with a song. I'm not going to do that because none of us want that. Nobody wants any of that. So I'm just going to sit here and tell you some more stories until Michael gets back. Some of this might get edited out. So, there's those kind of things. Let's see. When I was a kid, Michael said a couple things earlier that made me want to tell a story, but I can't remember what it was. Well, here's kind of an interesting story. No, that's not an interesting story. That would be incriminating to my brother, so I'm not going to tell that. You're welcome, Randy. I may just have to sit here in silence for a little while waiting on Michael to get back. Sounds like he's coming back now. I'm going to pretend like I was talking the whole time. And that, guys, is why you should subscribe to Patreon. And everybody, let's welcome Michael back to the set. Yay! I did not entertain them with the song.
Hi, I'm Michael.
Because nobody wants it. And I'm Rob. We're starting over. Okay, so...
Saying some Marilyn McLaughlin for him?
Yeah, no, I did not. Oh. Marilyn McLaughlin, her stepsister. Okay, so where were you going to go? What was the next thing you were going to say?
I think since we hit something deep, this will be a fun deep. Like,
that sounds like an Indian guy.
Like swimming in deep water.
Fun deep?
With water toys. I don't know. So I put that in my notes that it'd be fun to kind of create some bro scenarios.
Scenario bros, if you will.
Scenario bros, there you go. So,
dude, what is with me and the puns today?
I don't know, dude.
Why didn't I get a high five?
Well, if you're going to be me, I'm going to be you. Oh.
Is that what?
Pun. Oh, I hate you.
Hold on, I got to like.
Puns. They're so evil and they suck. I'd rather have a flat tire than hear a pun.
No, I'd much rather hear a pun than a flat tire. Flat tires suck.
They do. If it doesn't suck, puns. And now anytime you get mad at my puns or annoyed, I'll refer right back to this moment. This episode where you were super funny.
I'm going to cut it out and I'll delete it from the world. Nobody will ever know that it exists.
Because bros just want to have puns. Oh, bros just want to have puns. Oh, I really wanted it.
What have I started?
This is fun.
Okay, scenario bros.
Okay, so we create scenarios where it'd be a situation where a friend would need to be a super bro and kind of just to see what you would do in that scenario. Oh, that's a phone call.
You want to take it?
Hold on. Hello, Cindy. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey. So don't talk dirty.
Just call me later.
Okay.
Hey, Sydney, you sound super tired. You have a newborn baby.
I've been waking up super early.
You do?
Just kidding. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll call you when I'm done with the podcast. Or I won't call you because we're probably sleeping. Text me. I'll text you on another podcast.
It's quality content right here.
This is good content. This is good content. All right.
Bye, hey girl.
Bye. Have a good night.
Did she say have a good night?
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, before we got rudely interrupted.
So, bro scenarios.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I got to create
some. Oh, wait. You never finished explaining what it was.
Oh, I thought I did. But so we create a scenario in which something crazy would happen. Chaos would arise.
Right.
And the other person would have to be bro. And so it'd be what would each one of us do in that situation?
Got it. Okay. So you start since it's your idea so I can kind of get a feel for where you're going with it.
Well, one of the ones that kind of hit my mind when I thought of that was like an action scene, like a fight scene, like a fight's about to break out.
Okay.
So like, let's say, here's the scenario.
You want serious answers?
Absolutely. Or, but whatever.
Okay.
So let's, it's a good way to test our character in this. Well, I mean, people act differently under stress, but let's just kind of go with the thoughts here. So let's say here's a scenario. Scenario one, right? Let's say me and you're walking out of the studio right now. Okay. And four dudes that are just real well built and just real.
Are these your bullies from high school or from grade school that grew
up? Yeah.
Okay.
It's being led by Ragu woman.
Okay.
And her goons.
Her raccoons.
Yeah. See, puns are fun.
I guess. Only when I do them.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I like having this camera here because I feel like Jim. I'm like there. I can like look at the camera and like let them in on the joke because I'm funny.
Which bear is best? False.
Oh, it took me a minute.
So anyway, all right. So they walk in, they take your laptop.
Ooh.
And
wait, they take my laptop?
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was going to be...
My laptop isn't worth crap.
I thought you'd tell me... I thought it had to be a scenario that you got into.
Let me just create it and see what we go from there.
Right? Okay. Because
we can do both sides of this.
Okay.
So, or I'll just ask you, but let me create the scenario. So, they take your laptop and I'm like, hey, give that back.
What was I doing when they took the laptop? Because I wouldn't like...
You're shocked.
Like with a taser or something?
No, like...
Because that'd probably harm the laptop.
Psychologically, you're like stunned.
Because they just walked up and jacked it.
Yeah, it's jacked it. And I'm like, hey, give that back. Right? And then they're like, there's only one way you're getting this back. Right? Because like, there's only my habits of value. So like,
I feel like this is an after school special.
Yeah. It's like, if you fight us right now, right?
I'm going to put in some anime sound effects now. Yeah.
If you defeat us in battle right now. And then,
so hold on, this will be really funny. So say that if you defeat us in battle right now, say it.
If you defeat us in battle right now.
Now move your mouth, like say something else, but don't actually say it. No, you gotta actually say something. You can't just go.
I will never return to you.
No, you just move your mouth, like you're saying something else. There you go. Now I'm gonna take that voiceover from earlier and put it underneath.
If you defeat us in battle right now. So anyway.
That was a long little bit right there. That wasn't even funny. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm like, you know what, dude, let's get this back.
I'm getting tasered and they're stealing my laptop.
No. Okay, you know what? New scenario because I don't like it.
Was it because I messed it up?
Yep.
I doubt
that. No talking. Let me okay. Work this out.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So we're coming out of the studio. All right. We're coming out of the studio.
Okay.
And these goons are there and... They're about to fight us right now, right? And they're like, we'll let you go, but and we'll give you your laptop back because they stole the laptop. Still, we'll give you your laptop back. We'll let you go, but you got to fight us, right? And let's say the fight takes off, and I'm starting to get whooped badly. Like I'm just getting tore up. What would you do? Here's some options, and then see if you do something like that or different. A, continue to fight and get whooped with me. B, run and get help because you know that we're both going to get whooped and we know what's going to happen. So you go get help. Or C, run away crying. Or D, something else. And then what would something else be if it was D? So go ahead. Which one of those? I'll give you a moment to think. Remember, my life's on the line. Choose wisely. And your laptop. That way, I made sure there's value in this. It's yours.
Can I talk now?
Oh, yes, of course.
You told me no talking earlier, that's why I was being quiet. I'm funny. Actually, I would fight, like, straight up. First of all, I don't get beat, so I don't have to worry about it. Nobody can beat me.
It's true.
No, I would fight even if we both got beat. Yeah. I would fight. There's no way I would. If somebody, like, I don't care about the laptop. I mean, I do, but like, you can't have it. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah, goons.
But no, if there was four people outside that were like trying to beat, like, fight, that were literally fighting you, I would destroy everybody. All of them would get beat up. There's no question.
That is
a jar of almonds.
Well, D encompasses any other idea, and then he explains that it'd be D.
No, D does not include the almonds.
I don't know why you're saying almonds, but anyway.
It's from whose line is it anyway?
Oh. All right, so that was scenario one.
There's I would fight everybody. I would like bash their face into my car and like kick them into the ditch and all kinds.
Well, I mean, even if you lost, because that can happen. You're willing to lose with me that moment.
Oh yeah.
Because I could see somebody who's like, I'm not a fighter, and then they go get help because they know that the odds would go up.
I'm not a fighter.
You know, or the odds would go, or I could get killed because you went to go get help. It's right. Supposed to be one of those scenarios where it's like.
So we'll both get killed.
Yeah.
And this podcast would never get posted.
So yeah, death do us part, bro.
There's no way that I could watch somebody getting beat up and stand on the side.
Where were you? Where were you in fourth grade when I got jumped?
I was in, let's see, I'm what?
My magnetic school learning magnetism.
No, I'm like 7 years older than you, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was, if you were seven, I was 14. So
we would have won that fight, bro.
I was in high school. In ninth grade.
You already hit puberty and everything, man. We would have won that fight.
No, I was a freshman, so I was like still.
You hit puberty.
I probably hit it, but I probably wasn't done with it.
Yeah, you hit it, though. You hit it like 12, 11, 12, 11, 13, which is when you hit puberty.
I definitely hit puberty at 12.
you had pubic hairs at 14.
For sure. So moving along.
You would have enough testosterone in your body to be like, psh.
Yeah, I mean, but if they were goons like you, the way you're talking right now, there's no way that I could have fought them when I was 14.
No, I
meant, or did I take that completely out of the time?
You did, because I was talking about the past.
I was thinking about time travel.
Anyway, next bro scenario. So we did fighting.
Right.
That's some really manly stuff. Let's do.
Are you doing all the scenarios, or can I come up with one?
You go ahead.
Okay, I've kind of a. This is gonna be super serious. Everybody ready? So you. Hold on. I need to see how you would react. So I am trapped on an island. And it's too far to swim. And there's nowhere for me to hide. Like there's no trees, no nothing. And I'm completely naked. How do you handle that scenario?
What?
I need to get back to shore and get like,
I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all because, like, what do you mean? Like,
we need to get me back home because it's like I'm just stuck in the middle of this.
This makes no sense to me.
Why?
Well, what do you mean? Like, you're on an island. There's nothing.
Yeah, like a little tiny island in the middle of like a big old body of water.
Yeah. How do you get home?
Yeah. Like
I go. I mean, if we're assuming that I have a boat in this situation, or
do you? No. Like you.
I'm aware of you, and I'm on the island, or not on the island.
No, you're not on the island. You're on the mainland. Do you have a boat right now? Do you own a boat?
No.
Then you don't have a boat in this scenario.
Well, I would steal a boat. There's piers.
You'd steal a boat?
Well, yeah, I would commandeer it.
Right.
Because I would return it.
Okay.
So I would just go get you, and especially if I knew you were naked. There's so many variables I need to explain. But if you were, you know, sure, I'd give you the shirt off my back or whatever.
It'd be super tight.
Yeah, it'd be a belly shirt, but.
You can see my massive biceps.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I'm going to answer that. I would go get you and then bring you back.
I was just curious if you'd be, like, willing to save me, even if that meant seeing me naked.
Well, duh, bro. That's deep for you?
No, that was super silly.
Okay.
That's why I looked at the camera, because I'm like, this is going to be super deep. But you can't see me looking at the camera, because it's got this look.
I was expecting something that was like...
No.
You know.
Not for me.
So anyway, so I guess if I'm aware, I would just go commandeer a boat or rent one and just come get you and bring you back.
Can you imagine, like, I'm like trapped out there and you're trying to save me and you're like cards declined because you're trying to go rent a boat?
Well, you know, I know how to hotwire. So
do you?
Yep.
Let's keep that on the DL.
Well, I never stole a car or anything. I just know how.
I have no idea how.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, okay, I'll do the next scenario then. Whew. I'm in the bathroom and the door's stuck. What do you do? Like are you in the house?
Why is he picking on me right now? I feel like I'm being bullied.
Come open the freaking door, man. I'll come get you off the island, bro.
Hey, all right, I'm building
the... You're angry at me, bro. Angry. I expected more of you.
I'll get there.
Okay.
Man, we got baby steps.
All right, here we go. Here's a real one.
Because that wasn't real.
It's real stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. I need a very important surgery where I need one of your organs, your match, right? I think of my poor children. Remember, your uncle robbed them. This surgery, if you do it, you have a 70% chance of dying. But if I don't get it, I have 100% dying. But even if you do get it, give it to me, that organ or whatever I need, that transplant, I still have an 80% chance of dying. So you have a 70% if you do, and I have 80% if you don't. What do you do?
No, 100% if I don't, 80% if I do.
Yeah. I meant like 70% chance that you, wait, what did I say? You would die.
Yeah, if...
For the surgery.
I have a 70% chance of dying. You have a 100% chance of dying. If you get it, then you have an 80% chance
of living.
You said of dying.
Yeah, 80% chance of dying, yeah.
Man. So initially I was going to say no question.
So there's a good chance, most likely, that we would both die if you did it.
Man, that's a really rough one, if I'm going to answer this honestly.
And who's going to look out for my kids, you know?
Right. So, that's a really rough one, because, like...
Off the top of the old noggin.
Like, there's a really good chance that both of us are going to die. So actually,
would it help if I told you what I wanted?
Actually, that was going to be my next thing, was to be like, I would sit and talk with you about it and, figure out what your thoughts are on it. I wouldn't make the decision myself. I would get your opinion.
I would tell you not to do it, and then just give you some really, really needy things I want you to do when I die. Like support, like help put my kids through college or whatever.
I need you to cancel my cable provider.
Yeah. So I would give you some really, really crazy. I would just tell you not to do it. That would be what I would want. Right. And I would just tell you to keep living, because it's pointless that we'd both have such a high probability of dying. So then that's what I would want. So I had to go, what would you do with that?
I would, oh, okay. Then I wouldn't do it.
You let me die? I'm just kidding. Yep. No, that'd be better, because, you know, the more people I know that trust, which is very, very few, very few.
Right.
Looking out for my family would mean more to me.
Yeah, it would be really, really rough to go through that. Because first of all, it would kill you to just know that you have the ability to possibly save him, but then you both die. So it's like, that's like a really rough
decision. You should give me a tough one that's to do with keeping a secret, like the consequence if I don't or do keep a secret, because that one's like.
Let's say. Okay. This is kind of an interesting one. I was going to go negative, but then I was like, no, let me go positive. So, let's say that I am you can talk to me.
What's the question?
Do you keep it a secret? I don't know, dude. I'm not good at coming up with scenarios.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I know.
Yes, I'd keep your secret.
Thanks, buddy. That was the only thing I could think of. Was
there's nothing to even gain from telling it, because then you just be mad at me.
My brain doesn't work this way. I can't come up with a scenario.
Yeah, you're done on that.
Now it's his turn to say it, because I always tell him that he's dumb.
You're just like, this is what this reminds me of, right? Because there's no, there's nothing to add. You remember that one time? That when we were hanging out and I said that one thing that got us a bunch of money. Do you remember that? Go ahead and say yes.
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. That's what that was like.
Yeah.
There's not really an answer.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. I don't think that way. Like, I don't ever look at scenarios like that. I'm not like, well, what happened if this happened? What do I do if this happened? And I don't ever I don't know. I just don't think that way at all. So it's like, I feel like that I can't come up with that scenario unless I actually had time to think about it. Like off the top of my head, those were the dumbest scenarios. I'll just go ahead and say it. Mine were dumb.
They were dumb.
Yeah. There's nothing. I can't just come up with that stuff off the top of my head, especially because I was very unprepared for that.
I will never ask you to do that again. I promise.
Make the deer sweet Lord baby Jesus.
So, okay. There's a couple. There's the last.
I feel like I let you down.
You did. It kind of.
That's why you're.
But in this scenario, I forgive you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, so what if we were doing a podcast and you asked me to come up with some ideas and I couldn't? Would you forgive me?
Did you not remember 4 seconds ago where I said?
No, I'm like a goldfish. I can't remember anything.
All right, so I'm going to leave this podcast. All right, so there's two other bullet points that I'd like to discuss, and that'd be it. No more scenarios. They're done. Don't worry.
Unless he's coming up with them.
No.
That's why you're the creative guy, because I'm just not.
All right, so our ambitions as friends, like, what are your ambitions? We know we have a company, but what are your ambitions? And how do you see our friendship taking us there?
Well, so you mean my ambitions, like outside of our friendship? Like, what do I want to do?
As an individual, what's your big...
Going to be a part of that?
Yeah, what's your ambitions? What do you desire, and how am I able to help you in that?
My whole, like the whole entire thing that my plan is to, I want to have a production studio and I want to have like, I want to be in charge of it and I want to be, like, I want to have that be self-sustainable. That's like my whole goal. And I want to be able to work for myself because I don't like when other people tell me what to do.
Hear that?
So, and it's not like if somebody's like, you need to go over there because it's safer, but you know, like I'll do that. But if they're like, I don't like working for other people. I want to work for myself.
Now, how would I aim that?
Well,
as your friend, what can I do from this point on to see that come true?
Do anything that I want. No, actually, just come, like, help me to, come up with the ideas and the guidance that we need in order to get to that. To get to that point.
Oh, so that's perfect, because that's exactly what I want to write content.
Right.
So we're already kind of doing it right now. We're just going to, I mean, we're not at that point yet, you know, but
we're working towards.
So I guess that's just being friends helps us succeed. That's a pretty cool career. Just us being friends, doing what we love and looking out for.
That's like the whole entire business model behind what we're trying to do is like, and my goal, as a whole, whenever I first decided to like start branching out the channel and building on it was I want to make videos and create stuff while I'm hanging out with my friends. Cause that sounds like the most perfect job.
That's what it's about, man. Through thick and thin, through bad and good episodes. That's what this is.
bad parts of the episode.
Yeah. The last thing I was wanting to.
Well, what about you? What are your ambitions?
It was kind of established there that moment that our ambitions work together. So just us being friends was, so I don't really feel like I'm going to go into it because
okay.
You already know that mine is to write content.
Right.
Like if we were to make a movie, you know, you want to direct it and do the media stuff, film it, do these things, mm-hmm. create the sound, the music behind it, creates the feel. I want to write the story.
Right.
That's being filmed.
Okay.
So I mean, that's working together. So I mean, we kind of just covered this then, but now the listeners know that that's my dream is I'm going to write the story that a movie's based on, you know?
And we're actually doing that.
Yeah, and we're doing that. Yeah, we're just not successful yet.
Right. So what we're doing is I mentioned this in an earlier podcast, but we have a business called Triple Helix, and that's where we write novels, short stories, poems, all that kind of stuff. And like we're starting to write films and short films and trailers and. Actually, like we'd like to get up to a full-length movie, a feature film at some point. But so that's with that other business that we have, that's what we're doing is we actually have a novel in the works right now. And then after that, we're going to work on a trilogy.
We're less than a chapter away from finishing our first novella, our first book.
Yeah. So look for that on our website on triplehelix.media. It'll be up there hopefully within 6 months with maybe a year or something like that. So,
and until then, if you go to the website, we like to post short stories and poems and parables and stuff on the website that you can just read on the spot to kind of get a taste for writing style. Cause
yeah, all that stuff's for free. This book that we're writing is not going to be free cause we've spent 2 years on it so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are all free to read the little short stories. So go check that out. Triplehelix.media.
Yep. Do that.
So what you were asking earlier about my ambitions and stuff like that, I thought you were going to ask, what is my, like my goal and my ambition as a friend? I thought that's what you were going to ask me. So would that detract from what your next point, or can I answer that?
You can answer. I feel like the reason why I know where you're at as a friend, and that you don't, there's no really point to aspire past that because you are already a good friend. You're there when I need you.
Hang on a second, this thing just crashed. And so the point of me, the whole thing of me clapping, no reason for that earlier.
So I started the timer, but I didn't start the recorder. Okay. So we're just going to talk as if I had been saying some things, and that's it. I'm done saying things.
Hmm. Very good.
Well, they're going to say, heck yeah. Like you're excited.
Heck yeah. I'm so excited. You know how excited I am?
Fake excited.
So excited.
You're fake excited.
You hear that, Rob? That's my heart beating because I'm so excited. Me Lucky Charms is magically delicious, and I'm excited. What do you think about that?
I don't have any idea what's happening right now, so I'm just completely out of it.
Mm.
So what were you going to say next?
After I expressed my excitement?
Yes.
So excited.
This feels like fake excitement, like super duper fake excitement.
I had an idea when I was trying to jot down some notes for some stuff we can talk about. You ready for this? We just talked about our life, friends, experiences, things that brought us into our friendship and why our friendship is how it became what it is and what we plan on going with our friendship, right?
Right.
And a whole Rob and Mike thing. So I think a good way to kind of bring this in is to create a day, a friendship that everyone that subscribes, you know, anybody watching this could partake in. We should start a bro
like
day.
Like a bro or friendship day.
Yeah. Bro slash bra if you're a girl.
So should we make it like...
Yeah,
the day that we're recording this podcast?
Sure. And it's a holiday, a calendar holiday. So we'll set it to the calendars. And every day, or every year, when this day rolls around, everyone celebrate. They have a friend day. Just go out with your friends and just do something with them. Do something nice for them. Give them a card that says, happy friend day.
Okay.
Happy bro slash bra day. And if you have a lot of bras, then...
Just happy bro day or whatever. So yeah, it'll be September happy 26th. Bro-days. Every year, September 26th is the Just Plain Nonsense Bro Day.
I like it.
Bro slash friendship day.
We'll put it on the calendar.
All right.
And
that's a really good idea. I like that a lot.
Yeah, thanks. And I had some ideas with that.
Okay.
We should discuss the practices that we do on this holiday. Like on Christmas, you know, you open up presents, you right. sit on the tree.
Oh, here we go.
We should create some practices.
Okay.
I haven't thought any yet, but we could do that. Bullet point two is the symbol of the holiday. So you know how like every holiday has a symbol, right?
Okay. So now I got to create another logo?
Yeah. Well, it'd be a good idea for a t-shirt, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good idea.
Buy your... Oh, man. This is
every year,
shamelessly plug it for the merch here, but this is awesome.
Every year, we're going to have the Bro Day shirt, and it's going to be like 9/26. The next one will be 20, so 9/26/20.
And the date on it for that year, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I survived JP and Bro Day.
Yeah, it is. So we'll create a symbol for that. And then the third part
put it back a little handshake, like the United Way.
Third day is put a calendar date on it, which we did. So we're creating a holiday right now. So if you're with this, you're experiencing the creation of a holiday.
And this is how all holidays are created. People just sit around a table and they said, hey, we want to do something special on
during
this day.
During a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, back in the Egyptian times when they did their podcasts, they would come up with a bro day. Or not a bro day, they would come up with a holiday.
Yes. Sorry, I was doodling.
I saw that.
So anyway, so we established the date. So here's the last two parts of it. What are the practices? What are we going to do every year? Because you can celebrate a holiday in your own way, but here's the common, this will be the base practice. You can modify how you want.
The first thing that popped into my head was food. Do you have one for food?
I don't have one yet, but that's a good idea because Thanksgiving, Christmas, people
need to have feast. Yeah, so Thanksgiving you have turkey, Christmas you have ham and eggnog and stuff like that. So I was thinking for Bro Day, we have nachos.
Okay, that's an idea. It's on the table.
That means right. No.
Well, not necessarily.
In Michael language.
Here's what I'm thinking is that whoever you celebrate Bro or Bra Day with, you make or provide what their favorite foods are.
Ooh, that's a good idea. That's better than nachos.
So when you come together to eat for the meal of that day, after the opening of gifts.
Yeah, put their concerns first. Like yes. You make something that they like.
Because it's about friendship.
Yeah.
So you come together, you open up gifts after. So the tradition, the base tradition, you can modify it if you will. But as you get together, you have a feast of foods that you provide because you know them, because you're friends, their favorite foods and desserts. And then afterwards, you exchange a gift.
Phone numbers.
A gift, yeah. Yeah. So.
So we're doing gift exchange on the bro day too.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I think you should. I think just like Christmas, not everybody does, but sometimes it's a gift of whatever. But I think we should do. It'd be one of those big because it's gonna blow up, dude. It's gonna go viral. It's gonna be a viral holiday. We'll have.
Dude, I would crap my pants if for like in 10 years or whatever this ended up on like the calendar.
Yeah, you got Hallmark calendar and on September
September 26th.
26th, you'll see Bro Day.
That'd be so crazy.
Yeah, or next to some other Canadian holiday, which always falls like on those random days. But
yeah,
we'll do that. So that's the practices.
Okay.
So you buy food of the other one's choice for the dinner and the feast, and then you do the gift exchange afterwards.
I like that. I like that idea. Yeah, did you have any other things that were going to be part of it?
For practices?
Yeah.
No, the rest will just be things that you guys want to do. Like if you, whatever it is you like to do as friends. Like if you guys like to play board games, if you or guys like bowling. To play video games or bowling, whatever it is, that's what you do afterwards.
Play virtual reality.
And you just celebrate friendship.
If you like to sit around and talk, like just look at your phones, then you can do that.
Yeah. Whatever you do as friends, you do that afterwards.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
That's a great idea. So this is a real thing. We are actually going to celebrate bro. Do we want to call it bro/bro day?
We'll have to work out the details. But as of right now, it's...
just bro day or friend day? There is a friendship day, though. Like that's like a lot of people already. So we need to come up... We have
this is going to be a big time holiday. It's not a day of reverence. Simply, it's going to be an actual like straight up holiday.
Like a holiday.
Like a big one.
Like where you get off work for it.
Like when you go through Walmart... Like, you know how like they have their Valentine's Day candy, their Halloween candy, their Christmas stuff. Right. They'll have a whole aisle. We're going to blow this up because friendships should be valued above
everything. Well, not everything else, but many, many other things. Yeah.
So, you know, you have that. Because just like you have Valentine's Day, but you also have anniversaries. You'll have your friendship, reverence day, but this will actually be a holiday, you know.
Yeah, write a letter to your congressman and tell him that you want...
You get paid off work.
You want Friendship Day to be like a recognized, national recognized holiday.
Yeah,
internationally recognized holiday.
Kids get out of school. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
We need to promote the importance of friendship, you know what I mean? That's positive. Yeah, okay,
I completely agree.
It's a good cause.
I'm down.
So now we've established that. The last thing for this will be to establish a symbol. What do you think of when you think of friendship?
I mean...
This will be on the t-shirt.
Right. So my first thought was a handshake, but that's not friendship enough. That's like too formal.
Yeah. Flaming fist bumps.
We got to watch the flaming stuff. It would be kind of cool if they're like fired at each other.
Yeah.
Like real fast. We could do like the fist bump could be it, but that feels a little cheesy. The putting the hands in it and stuff. Like I'm thinking like,
well, what are you thinking? Cause it's gotta be something that you can,
maybe like an intertwined heart or something. Like that'd be kind of cool. Or is that like too lovey dovey?
That's going to be the design will be too similar to a Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Cause like high fives and fist bumps, that's friend stuff. Like that's symbols of friendship.
Maybe just a big old F. Maybe blue and white.
Two Fs, but the arms going off their fist bump or fists and they're bumping. Friendship day, bro day. No,
I can think of ways that could be taken incorrectly.
Fisting,
or other things. If you're a small child watching this, ignore the part that he just said. So I mean, I don't know if we can. I can't come up with anything right now. I might have to sit down and think about it for a while.
Whatever goes in the store on the shirt for the friendship.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about it in the next podcast.
And then whenever it comes out. Whenever that shirt comes out, we'll go on the chat and know it is. Because, I mean, you guys are our friends, so you'll be watching more episodes.
Yeah.
If not, then we don't care because you're not our friends.
Actually, that's not accurate. We do care, even if you're not our friend. We care about you.
We do care because Rob's...
Rob said so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but realistically, I think it's a fun concept that we should celebrate.
I completely agree because I've never thought about making a holiday.
Yeah, and as we advance...
As a species...
As a podcast, as a company, okay. Each year we'll start doing videos on Bro Day and Friend Day, and as our company expands,
picnics and stuff, that'd be kind
of
cool.
Because you know that we're already starting to have people come in that are wanting to be part of the team and are actively being part. So,
That's kind of a cool thing. We've had people that come to us and want to be part of the team because they enjoy what we do and they like it a lot. So that's really a big deal. That's a really big deal that people are coming to us.
Yes, and. It'd be cool on the YouTube channel and on videos and episodes where as we grow, Friend Day becomes a bigger a bigger and well-funded celebration. Like, we'll actually have a big dinner, a big feast, and, you know.
And a couple bands.
Yeah, so every year, you know, that the podcast that's going to be dropped on this date, or celebrated on this date, dropped afterwards, will be, every year, you know, this episode's coming. But it's good, but we're going to, with this, you can grow as our friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And develop this really cool, watching how this day develops. Even if it doesn't go viral on the calendar and the president doesn't like it or whatever, or Congress doesn't get it passed, and jobs don't accept it, we accept it because we accept each other's friends.
Yeah, so if you come to work with us, Friendship Day will be a day that you get off.
Oh, yeah. Once we're like quadrillionaires and we're actually able to be able to fund and pay people awesome salaries, we'll actually be given, unlike this one job I had. It'll be
a paid holiday.
Yeah, it'll be a paid holiday. And we give packages and stuff. You know how people give Christmas bonuses and stuff? Right. Our friendship bonus would be massive because that's what builds this company. It's friends, right?
Yeah.
So, I worked at a job. I won't say the name of the company. But they were so greedy and stingy that our Christmas bonus one year was these cheap CDs.
Was it AOL?
No.
It's a free AOL trial?
No, these Christmas CDs that they went and grabbed off the rack. So it was almost like the managers got this money. And
they were like $2 or whatever.
Yeah, like 99 scratched off. And like you just fought for whatever CD you thought would be nice, you know, that you would be okay with. And that was our Christmas bonus. That's right. How much we were appreciated. Not at all. So, you know, people always say don't mix friends and business. It's a very common thing. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, we completely disagree with that.
Completely. I think that when you look at a lot of the great companies,
Microsoft,
Stranger Things, the show, you know, those two brothers that came together, it's when you have a love for each other, there's inspiration, not just motivation. A lot of it comes from the inside, and because you work together because you love not only succeeding for yourselves, but there's a friendship there, so there's loyalty, and you trust each other more. Yeah, there's bad friends that can give examples against. There's examples against this because there's bad friends.
Right.
But you know it's.
It makes me want to work harder to see him succeed. Like I push harder to try to meet these deadlines and make everything better with everything that we do because I want to see him succeed.
He just wants to get better gifts on Friendship Day.
Seeing as how that literally, because I'm not
creative. The more successful I am, the better
gift. Right, yeah, because you can buy me a Tesla eventually. Yeah. So that's my plan is to make my.
I really think you want
a Tesla. I tell you what, dude, if I can get it to a point where you can buy me a Tesla, then I would like, that's my ultimate friendship goal.
Buy me a Tesla?
No, you buy me a Tesla, and then I will buy you like a Fisher Price little car thing in return.
Thanks.
It feels like equal.
No, you want to buy me something I like. I love pens.
You do love pens. I'm going to buy you like one of those like a $15,000 pen.
Yeah.
That I don't even know if that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not very creative.
A pen that's a laser, but the ink comes in afterwards. You don't have to worry about like messing up or starting over, or even those racer pens that have racer on it. It's better than that. It's just laser. And then it's so technologically advanced and such a high quality pen that then whenever you edit it, you put, okay, send. And then everything comes on the paper, all the ink that you wrote. And you can adjust the inks and the patterns. And
what would be the use of that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of off the top of my head.
It's like a practical application. What would application make a
pen the value of a Tesla?
Yeah. Tesla's, I think, like the cheaper model is like $33,000.
But I don't like tech. That's more your thing. I'm more old school. So just maybe the quill, a preserved quill of Thomas Jefferson. I can write with that.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like a quill from a bald eagle.
Yeah. Yeah. And the ink is like the ink that was preserved and saved from Thomas Jefferson.
You think that's, I'd have to go rob a museum to get that, I think.
Well, you can ask them to give it to you on Friendship Day. Make friends, you know.
I'll make real good friends with them.
Tell them, like, it's for Friendship Day. It's for Bro Day.
Yeah.
Bro/Bro Day.
Yeah, I don't have any doubts that that'll work.
Yeah.
They'll definitely be down for that.
Yeah.
You were talking about bonuses and stuff.
Or you could find it in a storage house. People find crazy stuff. Just be on the lookout.
I'm just going to start buying property and looking through it and see if I can find Thomas Jefferson's ink.
or quill.
Yeah. Or quill, yeah. One of the two. Anyway, so you
now love writing.
You were talking about bonuses earlier, and that reminded me of a story. So the place that I used to work, they would give out bonuses every year. And then one year, I completely forgot about it, but I didn't get one. So I needed to write something down. I was in my room, and I needed to write something down. And I found an envelope. And I opened it. I just happened to find it, and I opened it, and it was like from 3 or 4 months earlier, and it was a $100 check, $100 bonus check from Christmas.
So expired.
No, it was still good for like another, I think it was good for like 6 months, and I found it like 3 or 4 months later.
And how old was it?
I only found it like 3 or 4 months after they gave it to me.
Oh, I misheard.
Yeah. So I went and deposited a check that I didn't even know there was $100 laying in my room. I didn't even know it was there.
I wonder how they felt about that, like coming out of the cat, like all that.
They're like, oh, well, no, I mean, they're a multi-million-dollar company, so they probably didn't even notice. That's like not even a drop in the bucket for them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so are you ready to close this guy out?
Let's close this guy out.
All right. So as we're always saying here on this channel and on the YouTube and stuff, so if you like this stuff, I don't want to say it like that. So back it up.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead. I like it when you do it, because then I don't have to do it.
All right, friends. Subscribers, friends that are not subscribers, friends of all types, Rob.
Even me?
Even you.
Sweet.
We're closing this out. So in that, what are you doing?
I'm just checking your level because you got louder.
So on that note, that was this episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
The part that you could hear.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
Moral story, friendship's important. Value your friends, and if he's naked out on a freaking island, go get him.
Unfortunately, they don't know what you're talking about because that part got cut out.
But edit this part out so I don't sound ridiculous.
No, I was just saying that I'm not going to cut it out. I'm going to put my inability to
cut
be
it out and then talk about how like you're not going to cut out, but then you actually cut that part out. So you hear me like talking about the naked on the boat. Like, what was that about? That'd just be silly.
Yeah.
And well, I like silly.
Welcome to Just Plain Nonsense.
Definitely don't edit out your puns. I want that on the record.
Yeah, I guess I'll leave them in. All right, so go ahead and finish closing.
Yeah, so that was it, guys. It was another fun, exciting episode of Just Plain Nonsense. I'm Michael. Wait.
Yeah, I was like, well, you got some more stuff to do.
Hold on, guys.
Don't close it out yet.
Yeah. You should check us out on...
Tell them, not me.
Well, you probably know if you're checking us out, but... Check us out on all the podcasting streaming things, applications, sites, iTunes, not SoundCloud because they're different.
Right? Yeah, we're not there. We're not on SoundCloud yet.
But like every other one.
Yeah, pretty much on all podcasting platforms you can find us on.
If you're just listening, you should check out the video podcast because I feel that that's more personable if, you know, we're interacting, you're watching us interact, and things will just make more sense. Well, do we ever make sense?
Sometimes we make sense.
So, but check us out, you know, justplaynonsense.ninja. That's our website.
Nice.
If you want to look overall, look at our other stuff, the company that owns everything that we own, and all the other projects, check out triplehelix.media, not triplehelix.com. That's like some science company. I don't know, with genetics. I'm sure it's cool. You can check it out if you want, but that's not us.
Yeah, don't look for our books there.
Yeah, you won't find it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it, guys. That's all, folks.
You forgot to plug one thing.
What did I not plug?
Patreon.
Oh, yeah. So, and go on Patreon. Support us if you would like. We'd like it.
So if you guys want to get like extra cool perks and stuff, we're going to do like behind-the-scenes bloopers, vlogs, and you'll get, if you do subscribe to Patreon, you will get early access to the podcast, and you will get unedited video podcasts. So if there was some stuff that happened in this podcast that you saw a jump cut, more than likely that is going to make it into the 99.9% unedited podcast. So if you want to see that kind of silly nonsense, then you can definitely go over there and check that out.
And
on patreon.com/justplaynonsense.
Maybe he'll put the video on there where he kicked the door open and I was taking a crap and he got that on there. That'd be some good raw footage for you guys. You could put that on there.
I'm definitely not going to put that on there.
It's good.
You might actually, you know what? I'm gonna hide it somewhere. So you gotta look for it and try to find it.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg. It's somewhere on the website. You gotta tap it. No, he's not gonna do that. That'd be weird.
Speaking of weird.
So anyway, we hang out a lot. A lot of things are on film. So who knows what Rob's gonna put on there? Patreon will be an exciting thing where you get to see aspects of us that doesn't involve me pooping. That, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Patreon, if you guys want some exclusive content. That's going to be on one of the tiers. I don't remember exactly which one it is, but there's a tier out there where you can subscribe to get, exclusive, Patreon videos that we're going to make just for you guys. It'll be us like just goofing around and being silly. And being entertaining. So you can check that stuff out on Patreon.
And that's all, folks.
Later.
Do the circle thing around me when I do it. That's all, folks. That's not pig.
Badeep, badeep, badeep.
Oh, there he is. Badeep, 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 badeep. That's all, folks.
Now we're getting sued by Warner Brothers. Totally. Thanks.
Oh, I'll just change one thing. Ready?
Badeep, badoop,
badoop. Badoop, doop, 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 doop. That's it, fellas.
That's the Dollar Tree version of Porky Pig.
Not sponsored by Dollar Tree.
All right, we're really out of here. Bye. So we got one more thing to do. We got to do that fake sponsor. I mean, the real sponsor that we really are sponsored by. I had one. It's my turn. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Hey, we'd want to thank Juan's Jalapeno Stand for our sponsor today. He gave us 16 jalapenos that we froze, and we put them in people's drinks as we walked through the local Applebee's. It was kind of really funny, and you should check it out. Juan's Jalapeno Stand. Always know where your Juan is at. That was the same thing as the last. Okay, Juan's Jalapeno Stand. I'm trying to make a pun with Juan. Juan's Jalapeno Stand. You're number Juan in our heart.
Sorry, Hispanic community.
Is that bad?
Let me do one just in case you want to. Let me freestyle one.
There's nothing wrong with Juan's Jalapeno Stand.
No, not at all.
How about Walter's Jalapeno Stand? Braden's Jalapeno Stand. I'm picking the whitest names that I can possibly think of.
How about this? Fred's Friend Rental. We rent out friends.
Oh, Friend Rental.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get tall friends, short friends, friends of every kind, every background. We rent out all kinds of friends. Yes, you can call it human trafficking, but we call it the road to friendship. Friends, if you call right now and get an order, your first friend, we'll throw in
a small friend for free.
Friendship bracelets.
Matching friendship bracelets.
Yes. Fred's friends are some of the best friends you can have because the friends that you choose, they don't choose you. So if you come on in, well, actually, we can't have a place set up because we'd be investigated and raided. But if you find us on the black web.
It's straight up online.
Straight up online on the dark web.
And it's Fred's friend. What was it? Fred's friend find. Find Fred's friends find. .co.uk.gov.
not .gov. .dark web.
Yeah. .dark web.
And let me tell you something. Here's some of the reviews from our happy customers.
Now you got to be a customer. Yeah.
Joe C. from Colorado. My friend, I had no friends until I got a Fred friend. And Fred friend is the friendliest Freddy's friend I've ever had. Thank you, Fred. 5 stars, Caitlin from Tennessee.
Do it.
Says, all my friends didn't like me because I stink, but Fred had a stinky friend, and now we're stinky friends together, and now we're alone together. No one comes close except for my Fred friend, and they're in my heart. Nothing's closer than that. Thanks, Fred.
Jimmy, 2.5 stars. Oh, wait, hold on. Jimmy, 2.5 stars. I found a coupon code on Groupon, and I ordered, and it turned out that I got 6 friends, but it was different parts of each one. So they're only getting 2 stars because it came in a bunch of trash bags.
That was disgusting. I can't do that voice.
That voice.
That was disgusting.
This is Jimmy.
I now need counseling.
I now need counseling, and I need somebody to watch my cat.
Fix Groupon. While I go.
Yeah, and somebody investigate Groupon. Please investigate Groupon for me. I don't know what happened. I feel like I've been taken advantage of, and now I feel like they're tracking my cell phone because I signed in on my cell phone. Thanks, Groupon. Not sponsored by Groupon. So you can hear the the evolution of that character, because it starts with like,
that's the kind of stupid like, I like, bro. That's
yeah,
good.
It's I'm kind of getting into it now, even though the podcast is over.
See, you are creative.
So he Jimmy started like, hi, my name's Jimmy, but then he's like, I don't like group homes. I don't think that I can actually do this anymore.
You know, it really helped that the commercials of celebrities advocate for it. So you have like, so
Marilyn McLaughlin.
How about Ayo?
Is this Rocky Balboa?
Ayo.
Adrian.
I had very few friends, but I went on Fred's Friends. It was a knockout. Got the best friend I ever had. Adrian! My name was Arnold. All of my friends were choir boys compared to me.
When I became president, nobody wanted to be friends with me.
He was never president.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of...
He's the governor.
No, I'm thinking of... what movie is it? Demolition Man, where he was the president.
Wasn't he an actor when
Stop.
You...
Stop, he was president?
Yes. Even though he was not born in this country, his popularity at the time caused the 61st Amendment, which states that...
Well, I don't want to know. President.
All of the friends that I tried to make were weak little choir boys compared to me.
Choir boys.
Yes.
Why is Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out with choir boys?
That was the problem.
I apologize for this whole entire bit, Arnold. You're a good dude.
Let me finish. And then I went with Fred's Friends, and he found me a manly friend.
We can lift weights together.
Yes, he's very staunchy.
My name is Bill.
And now I have the most pumped up friendship. My name, ever.
I sound like Jimmy, but I'm real good friends with Arnold.
And I love it.
And we started working out together. we drank protein shakes together. I ran out of protein at one time, and he let me borrow it. I guess I'm Jimmy's older brother, because I have the same speech impediment as Jimmy. We both kind of talk a little weird. So, I ran out of protein, and he let me borrow it. And then he also had a frozen banana in his freezer. So we made chocolate banana protein shakes. Just drink a bunch of protein.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
To get big and strong.
I went to Fred's Friends.
this bit is going on too long, so we're gonna end it now. Bye, Jerry.
You're Jerry.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm so whiny and excited.
Go subscribe.